Hi, I'm Sean Sheehan, and this is a UFC Fight Night Cowboy vs. Cowboy preview. It's becoming somewhat of a weekly occurrence, but the UFC is back again with another injury hit card this Sunday night as the 8-sided enclosure is erected in the Consol Energy Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania for the 83rd time in the Fight Night sequence. Initially, Donald Cowboy Cerrone was due to headline the event against Tim Means, but when an irregularity on the US anti-doping test of Means was found just 3 weeks out, he had to be pulled from the fight with not enough time for the B sample of Means to be tested and for him to get a fair hearing. In his place, Alex Cowboy Oliveira steps in to fight Cerrone in what is a particularly odd and playful matchmaking gimmick, which doesn't really make much sense when you look at it at both men's careers, but it's pretty much all that could have been done in the time available. As careers go, Donald Cerrone has had an extremely long and prosperous one for someone who has never held a major belt at a major organization. After debuting in 2006, Cerrone began to make a name for himself a year later when he signed for WEC. Winning 4 fights, he was in a championship bout against Jamie Varner, while fights against the likes of Danny Castillo, James Krause, Benson Henderson also came in a period which gained Cerrone much adoration for his attractive style and fun cowboy persona. After 3 failed WEC attempts, Cerrone transitioned over to the UFC after the company's merger in 2011 and he'd been a mainstay in their rankings ever since. Lightweight wins over Melvin Gallard, Edson Barboza, Miles Jury, Eddie Alvarez and former champion Benson Henderson have been the highlights of his 18-fight octagon career, but losses to Nate Diaz, Anthony Pettis and most recently Rafael Dos Anjos for the second time have Cerrone searching for new challenges at welterweight. The first of those will come against Oliveira on Sunday, a man who himself has fluctuated between £155 and £170 throughout his career. Hailing from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Oliveira, whose 2011 debut in MMA came 8 months after Cerrone's UFC debut, fought much of his early career in his home city. In fact, Oliveira's first fight outside of Brazil didn't come until his third bout in the UFC, having entered the world's premier fight promotion with 11 wins, 1 loss, 1 draw and 1 no contest on his record. Now 4 fights deep in the UFC, Oliveira has an evenly shared record between welterweight and lightweight. His only loss came against Gilbert Burns, who made a great comeback to get a late armbar, while 3 wins against veterans KJ Nunes, Joe Merritt and Pietro Hallman have put him back on track. Sunday night, though, will be a huge test for the career of Oliveira. As a fighter, Oliveira isn't a bad one at all. He's a movement-oriented fighter who skips around the cage and attacks from range. And with 9 of his 14 wins coming by knockout, it's clearly useful working style. When out of arm's length, Oliveira is very hard to back up or hit because of his lateral footwork and head movement. But when he dashes into strike, which he constantly does, he puts both himself and his opponent in danger of being knocked out. Grappling wouldn't be his forte per se, but he's improving in all areas, especially his offensive fence work and ground control. Cerrone, like Oliveira, is a big, lanky fighter for the lower weight classes, but he uses his size much differently. First and foremost, he's a kickboxer who will stand in the pocket and redden you with leg kicks, jabs and hooks. After that, Cerrone has ever-improving body and head attacks, while his ferocity as a fighter, despite being a slow starter, is up there with anyone's in the world. Defense has always been the weakness of Cerrone, although you can only really see that against top-class opposition who will attack him hard with wrestling and our elite striking attacks, which usually focus on his body. On the floor, Cerrone is extremely dangerous with elbows and submissions off his back, but that probably won't come into play on Sunday. Expect this one to be a very stand-up centred fight with plenty of action. Cerrone will do all the chasing early, while the often elusive Oliveira will be looking to pot shot from the outside in the hope that he can catch him cold. If that doesn't bring a big finish, the leg kicks of Cerrone will come into play. Against someone who is a frantic mover like Oliveira, cutting him down will be all important and nobody's better than that at Cerrone. Once those leg kicks start to produce welts and the movement slows, it should be easy pickings for the American cowboy. Yeah. Like many UFC Fight Night cards, the main event here is very much the one to look out for, with only a couple of fights in the undercard to keep us entertained. The best of those, a bantamweight clash of Team Alpha Male up-and-comer Cody Garbrandt and Brazilian hitter John Lineker, fell foul of the injury bug this Monday when Lineker contracted dengue fever and was later replaced by Augusto Mendes. Other than that, the meetings of featherweight world have been Dennis Bermudez versus fan favourite Tatsuya Kawajiri, and the women's bantamweight clash of Marion Renault versus Ashley Evans-Smith should be fun, while the co-main event between former Strikeforce alum Derek Brunson and Battleground's one-night champion Juan Canero should be a close run affair worth keeping an eye on. My picks for tonight, I've got Cerrone in the main event. I think he'll probably win it late. I think Brunson will beat Juan Canero. I've got Bermudez via late stoppage, Chris Camozzi, James Krause, Garcia, Sarafian, Webb, Renault, Murphy, Shamil, and Cody Garbrandt. And for my bet of the week, I'm going with Dennis Bermudez to win by a TKO, RKO at 11-4. Thanks for listening. Enjoy the fights.